Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes FM.
That's right, you're on the Breakfast Show, 91.8 Hayes FM. You're here with Joe and Harry. In about 5 minutes' time, it's time for Cool School and our first guest of Season 2.
Series 2, isn't it? I'm so excited for Series 2.
The difficult second album.
Yeah. The first was such a corker.
Yeah.
Arrogant.
The reviews aren't out yet.
They're not. I've read them.
We've got local singer-songwriter who's in the regional finals of the Open Mic UK competition. Rebecca Payne's going to be with us in the studio. We'll be asking her about the competition, how she started singing, but mainly questions about, for example, how to fight off various large land mammals.
That's one of my favourite subjects.
That's one of the ones that's made its way into the brand spanking new Breakfast Show Quick Fire Quiz.
We're going to have to come up with a witty name for the quiz. We'll do that at a later date.
No, I've already got like a theme tune.
What's that then?
Quick fire.
Dun-na-na.
Quick fire.
Yeah.
Dun-na-na. And we'll make it a thing and then people sing it at us in the street.
They might do.
Instead of those things they say at you at the moment.
Yeah, but I don't mind that. About water off a duck's back, innit?
Well, it's about...
Words will never hurt me.
It's about what you did with that duck. The allegations were never proven. I've got JLS featuring Dave Plan, The Breakfast Show, 91.8 Hayes FM. Cool School's coming up in just a sec. It's 8:05 on Thursday, the 8th of September.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes FM.
Good morning, that's right, you're listening to The Breakfast Show on 91.8 Hayes FM. My name's Joe, good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Joe.
We've got a guest in the studio, Harry.
I'm aware of this.
The first...
She's sitting just to my left. If I hadn't seen her, that would be weird.
Good morning, Rebecca Payne.
Good morning, hello, Hayes.
Oh, Harry, good morning. Off air, right, Rebecca said, how are you so awake at this time in the morning? And then secretly she was sitting on all that energy.
Yeah. She was double bluffing us. Yeah, going, I'm all tired. And then, whoa!
Oh, look how tired I am. No!
No, I isn't.
Right, now, Rebecca, you're in the regional finals of the Open Mic UK competition.
Yep.
And that's not your day job, though, is it, singing and that?
I wish it was. No, it is, actually, at my desk. I'm going to get sacked pretty soon, actually, if I'm caught.
Just sit there singing away.
You're the account manager for a hotel company.
Yes.
And something did occur to me, right, while we were reading up on you, that... It might be an error to say, I'm an account manager at a hotel company, but I hate it, and I'm going to fix it.
Oh, my God, you know my boss is so
Is it your boss listening?
Listening,
sorry. He ain't watching. I don't know what he's watching.
She didn't say she hated it. That's a quote from me and doesn't necessarily represent Rebecca's views. Yeah.
I'd just say give it up.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, first singing.
I like this, but if, for example, Harry Redknapp walked through the door now and said, Joe, we've got a position for you on the left wing at Spurs.
You go...
I'll say, Harry, I love Hayes FM.
Where do I sign?
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe you could sing Hotel by Cassidy at your audition. Mm. Girl, you wanna come to my hotel?
It'd be
quite relevant.
You grew up round here, though, didn't you, Rebecca?
I did, yes.
Yeah, you said it's changed a lot, though. It used to be a picturesque, idyllic country scenery.
there's a
Rebecca's
lot more
Rebecca's rather old. She's actually 193.
And you didn't start singing until late, though, is that right?
I've always sang in my bedroom as a kid.
I think humans always sing. It's not like, he was a late developer.
No, but at
23,
college,
I found my voice.
Be quiet, Harry. Right, so you didn't start singing until college?
Yeah.
Right, so what happened? How did it all start?
Well, I actually picked the wrong subject. I picked performing arts and did acting, and then we did these music classes, and I was like, whoa, what is that voice? And then I got really confident and really... cocky, and then just carried on singing from there, really.
Oh, fair enough. It must be nice to be able to sing. I often thought that, because it's annoying when you can't.
Well, you say that, Joe, but you've got a cracking little voice.
No, because once I sang the chorus.
I've seen you do Wonderwall at the karaoke at Oceana.
No, I sang the chorus.
Don't look back in anger, I do apologise.
I sang the chorus to Justin Bieber's Baby once on the radio.
Yes, oh, no.
And you have to listen to it back by accident.
No, you were really shocked, because for once in my life, by accident, something must have gone wrong with my vocal cords. Nailed it.
Yeah.
And it actually sounded really good. I was like, whoa, that sound came out of my face all the time. Right, now, before we do sort of the serious stuff and we chat about potentially going to the O2 and all that, are you prepared?
All that.
Are you prepared, Becky, to take part in the quiz that the pundits are calling the most important cultural revolution ever?
I'm up for anything. Shoot at me.
Your mum ain't a pundit,
Joe. Spirit. Harry.
Yes.
We're going to alternate one each.
Fantastic.
Uh-oh. Okay. Here's the first one in quick... how's it go?
Quick fire?
What's the theme tune?
It's the quick fire. It's the quick Fire quiz. It wasn't that. We forgot the theme tune, god darn it. We'll write a new one. I think this should be the untitled quiz. I think quick fire is a bit kind of
quick
generic.
Fire.
I reckon you should get quick fire. You're my quick fire.
Quiz.
Yes.
There we go.
Good work. Who's your dream celebrity lover?
I can't answer that.
Just bear in mind, before you do, me and Joe aren't officially celebrities yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I'm not a lover.
Yeah.
Can I have two?
You can.
Whoa.
We're greedy.
Yeah, no, go for it.
Okay, it's got to have to be Brad Pitt.
Mm. Punk.
Mm.
And Pink.
Oh, hello. Hello.
You know, little bit of everything in there?
No one's expecting Pink there.
Yeah.
Why Pink?
Oh, I just love her attitude. Mm. You know, she's a proper rock chick and my idol.
We were talking about Pink in the car, weren't we?
Yeah.
Saying that she was a bit of pretty foxy chick.
About the Lady Marmalade video.
Yeah, saying that she's in that. I forgot about that. Yeah, 10 years ago.
You'd just be like, oh, kiss me, Pink. She'd be like, whatever.
Shut up, douchebag.
I don't think she's in the West Country, actually. Whatever.
Whatever, I ain't kissing you or nothing.
I'm a rock star. I've got me rock boots.
I've got me rock boots.
Harry, next question, please.
Next question. Right, this is a slightly more serious question. How would you fight a polar bear, Becky?
I'd sit on it.
No firearms allowed, just to clarify that one. You would sit on the polar bear.
Yeah.
What about if it thwacked you with its giant claws?
I'd probably bear hug it.
You'd have to hold its... It's a bear, though. Surely it's going to be better at that.
You haven't had a Becky bear hug.
A bear hug? I think that's where the bear hug originates from. Mm. You try and bear hug a bear, it's going to go, I'm all over this.
Stop saying the word bear.
My ancestors have been bear hugging for centuries.
Well, because I often thought there'd be some sort of heavy sort of metal net involved. That's how I would capture it. Because I thought about it seriously.
Sit on it. How are you going to get it into a position where you sit on it?
You're
going to creep up on it. While it could tickle it, and
it'll
just go whoink, and just take your whole head off. But you could just kind of get it when it's lying down, having a snooze, thinking about glacier mints, and then just sit on its back.
Yeah.
And then you might win.
Or if you want to defeat it,
right?
What you do is you put a seal behind you, an actual seal, and you go, come on then, you big white mug. And as it runs towards you, right, what it doesn't know is there's a ditch concealed behind you. You jump out the way, he plummets into the ditch, you're like, who's endangered now, bro?
Yeah.
But that's how I defeat him.
That's how we do it.
Right, okay, who would you rather be for the day, a llama or the Dalai Lama? What a weird question.
A llama.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't like the sound of the other one.
Dalai Lama.
What about all the peace and love, man?
No, but all the persecution and that's
bad. The orange dress?
Orange dress? That's a bit disrespectful of Buddhism.
No, I'm a Buddhist. I'm not, actually. I was watching a programme about it the other day.
Where you, mate?
And I'm considering it as an option.
Pop that one in Harry's anecdote.
that book's just getting thicker and thicker by the day.
A llama would have less stress, wouldn't it? In its life, do you not think?
You would thought so.
Is that the reason for your choice, Becky?
I think so, yeah.
Just be alright to be a different animal for a day, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be great. I would love to be a lots of different animals.
Llamas are quite cute as well, and they're quite intelligent. We did a story the other day about sort of a llama Olympics, didn't we?
It was a llama dog training school, yeah.
Not quite the Olympics, but... It's in a similar vein.
Crofts isn't quite as good as the World Cup, is it?
Is it not?
So what's your favourite animal, then?
I do like dogs and cats, but I'd like to be a cat for the day. Just sit and stroke me.
Likes dogs and cats.
No, but what you don't see about cats is you don't see the vicious underbelly of
very
the life
cunning.
They lead.
Very cunning, the cat.
No, because, right, often you'll see them, like, scrapping in alleyways.
Yeah.
And you think, the bit where you're not asleep in your basket, it's basically...
You're evil.
It's like living in a sort of Mad Max post-apocalyptic world. You walk down the street and everyone just wants to ruck.
You reckon?
If you're a house cat, then it's all right.
I'm getting dead annoyed with my cat.
Why?
It's like having a Tamagotchi. He gives nothing back. All I do is feed it.
Yeah.
And he goes straight back out again.
I
used to like Alan Baker. You know, I was very fond of him.
Yeah.
He's annoying me. I'm contemplating locking him in a cupboard, but then I thought, is that a bit out of order?
Very cruel.
Is that, yeah.
Very cruel.
That's actually cruel, like actually the RSPCA cruel. Might get involved cruel, isn't it?
They're very selfish, though.
They're so selfish.
Because
I'm trying to teach him a lesson, right?
Mm.
Not by locking him in cupboards. But you know, like with a baby, if it cries, leave it. It will stop crying, right? He whinges at the well, not if it's in danger.
You know if a baby's on
maybe
fire.
Leave the baby. Burn, baby, burn. What I mean more is, you know when a toddler's trying to get its own way and it's going, yeah, I want sweets. You go, shut up. And you just...
You're going to be a terrible
fighter. You don't give him the sweets because you want to teach him a lesson that he can't always get what he wants.
I'm calling social services.
Yeah, so am I.
I ain't got no kids, man.
If you are listening, please call social services immediately.
For Harry's poor cat, Alan.
Harry's cat's in danger.
Basically, the point of the story is he's trying to go out, he's whining at the door, and I just leave him there.
Mm.
But then everybody else can't hack the whining and let him out.
Mm.
Annoys me.
Get him a muzzle.
That's a good idea.
No, it's not. Harry, next question.
The next question. Okay. Who's your favourite Chuckle Brother?
Barry.
Yeah, gotta be Barry Chuckle.
Is Barry the one who looks about 80 years old?
Barry's the better one.
He's the dad.
Yeah. Do you know there's more of them?
Is there?
There's more of them, but
are they actually brothers?
Who have but there's more of them who have normal jobs. I think there's like
all the Chuckles.
Yeah.
I'm a Chuckle Brother, you're definitely not.
No, but there's
no, I am.
Because those
Martin
two
Chuckle
walk around with ladders hitting people in the head by accident.
Yeah.
And the other one just like lawyer or something.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah. He's not a lawyer, is
he? I doubt he's a lawyer.
If his brothers are that stupid, he's not gonna be like an astronaut, is he? What's your favourite snack, Becky?
Ooh, tricky one. I would have to say rice cakes.
Oh, rice cakes. Come on.
You can put anything on them. Peanut butter, Vegemite.
You can put anything on them.
You can put anything on a slice of cake, though. Yeah. Bacon.
Technically.
Maltesers,
yeah.
Maltesers, that's a better shout.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. What's your favourite film?
Probably would have to... Oh, I've got loads, but Edward Scissorhands comes to mind.
Ooh. That was on the other day.
Yeah.
And I was going to watch it.
No, I cry every time.
But you didn't.
That's another one for the book, there.
I knew you were going to say that, I didn't. Why is that your favourite
What gave
film?
It away? The fact that I said I was going to watch it.
I don't know, it's so emotional. I'm such a sucker for sort of emotional
Do you things. Like Johnny Depp? Because he wasn't in your top two.
He wasn't, no, he's
Celebrity all right. Celebrity
lovers. He's all right.
He's all right.
I actually prefer him he's than all right. here.
They know they're knocking about around here, all of them at the moment.
Yeah, I saw you.
Did you see him? Yeah. Brad Pitt was in Starbucks in Teddington. Where was Johnny Depp? Hampton Hill, cycling.
Angelina Jolie's been shopping in
She
Richmond.
Was in Richmond, I know.
I think Depp would be a more intense lover than Pitt, anyway. just my personal opinion.
Maybe that could go in your book.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It's got... No, I've got, like, a little... You know, like, in...
Depp was a more intense lover than Pitt. That'd be, like, the clip, the caption, you know, in The Sun, sort of.
No.
Chronicle an autobiography for a week.
You know, sometimes in like, ITV thrillers, they'll find a room in someone's house with loads of newspaper cuttings. It's in that room. in my house. I call it the special room. My contemplation cave.
Joey's room.
Facebook or Twitter?
Really hard to decide because I'm really getting used to Twitter now.
Mm.
You're loving all that. We tweeted at you this morning.
I know, yeah. I saw it. And you I saw was it. Like, where is that?
Did you retweet?
Yeah, I think I did, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Listen to my new album, man. RT, loving the new beat. That's what people
loving
say.
Loving the new tune. Flo Rida, shut your mouth.
That's what, because everyone in the world appears to be a rapper. I see that come up all the
I'm
time.
I'm a rapper now.
It's like at example, retweet, man, I've got a new album dropping, I've got 2 followers. This is it. What are you on about, mate?
Yeah.
But good luck to them, anyway.
All of them.
And the final question.
An equal measure.
Harry, would you like to...
Yeah, I'll reel off the final question.
This is my favourite.
You mentioned cats and dogs
this,
earlier.
So this is one I was penning when you walked in.
Quite apt. A puppy's drowning, but a kitten's on fire. Who do you save and why?
Oh my God.
Bear in mind you look evil either way.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I like drama, so I think I'd
also
jump
bear in.
In
mind what we've also mentioned to you about kittens.
Mm. They'll grow up to be selfish.
Yeah.
Well, it's a puppy and a kitten. I'd probably save the puppy because the kitten's already on fire.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Yeah, but it might. Oh, it
puppy's safe. Look it can't get. It might have.
Mm.
Can't breathe.
I'll resuscitate
or
it.
Resuscitate it. Good idea.
I would save the puppy.
Yeah.
And then I'd just sit with the puppy as we watch the kitten and go, oh dear.
Oh no. He's burning.
Hey, you appear to be in trouble now, don't you?
More food for you, Rex.
Yeah. Oh dear. Nobody's going to get cross when we eat the cat food now, are they?
Bye-bye.
No, I wouldn't. I'd save both. That's a legal disclaimer.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Becky, thank you for coming in and taking part in the quiz.
I'd use the kitten as a boy for the puppy. And then it would, it would put the kitten out. Put the kitten out. And save the puppy at the same time.
So you grab the burning kitten and say... One condition.
That's the correct answer.
One condition.
Trust me, if you don't believe me, ask Jeremy Paxman.
But say one condition, I will throw you in this water. You must save that puppy, you selfish kitten.
Act as a boy.
Don't be like your
with
father.
With you.
Right, okay. Thank you for doing our quiz, Becky.
You're welcome.
I liked it. You're the first guest who's done it. I think it went rather well.
I think it will change every week because we can't really ask the same questions all the time. But
no,
you know.
We'll just make up loads.
It's going to be similar. That's,
exactly.
That's the kind of the way we're going.
Becky's going to be performing at the Beck Theatre in Grange Road in Hayes on September the 18th in the regional finals of the Open Mic UK competition.
It's Michael Jackson impersonator.
All the entrants are vying for a place in the grand final where the cream of the crop will perform in front of up to 2,000 people at the O2 Arena next year. You're going to be back with us on Hayes FM as well, aren't you, on London Local next Wednesday?
Yes, I can't wait.
With Emerson and Becky doing a live sesh.
Yes, please.
Sesh.
dropping some beats.
You love abbreviating stuff, don't you?
If you want to find out more about Becky in the Open Mic competition, get on openmic.co.uk. We're going to be listening to one of your songs after the break. We've got two. Which would you like us to play?
I think, because it's really grey today, we should listen to Get Me Out of the UK.
We're going to listen to Get Me Out of the UK by Becky Payne after the break. Thank you very much for coming in and good luck in the regional final.
Well,
thank you, Becky.
Cool School with Hillingdon Training. Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
Thank you very much to our guest, Becky Payne. Wish her all the luck in the world. She's performing at the Beck Theatre, Grange Road, Hayes, September 18th in the regional finals of Open Mic UK competition. Go down and support her. And here's her single on a rainy day. It's called Get Me Out of the UK.
91.8 Hayes FM.
This is my experience. Here it is.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
What about that Becky Payne, Get Me Out of the UK? She was a lovely young lady, wasn't she, Harry?
Certainly was.
Well, one of my favourite guests we've had.
Yeah.
And the quick fire quiz worked well.
I liked it.
Go down and support Becky anyway.
What was that? Were you stifling a burp?
Well, I was doing a burp off air. Go down and support Becky at the Beck Theatre, Grange Road in Hayes, September the 18th, in the Open Mic UK regional finals competition. If she wins, she'll be through to the O2. She's going to be back on Hayes FM next week with Emerson and Becky on London Local. She's going to be playing at 7 o'clock on Wednesday the 14th, doing a lab acoustic session and ting. And we've got an exclusive as well. She's going to be doing some rapping. She told me while you were in the other room that she's going to be doing some like, instrumentals, some rapping, doing a few little surprises.
Is she as good as me? That shibbity bibbity bibbity shibbity bibbity Hayes FM.
Considerably better.
Wow.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Simon Cowell has revealed he once dated Charlie Sheen. Zex, Denise Richards. I really like doing that.
That would be a story.
In an interview with US shock jock Howard Stern, the X Factor judge admitted he went out on a blind date with Denise and she turned up with a dog in her handbag. Howard Stern could be friends with Luke Fear,
who's on
Drive Times on Hayes FM.
Yeah, they could do a show together.
It's one of those names, like, if you're like Johnny Brave. It's like, that's so much better than Forrester. Or Seal. What's Seal? Like a swimming dog.
Da na 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 na. Ha ha. A message to Charlie. If Charlie Sheen, you go, all right, Charlie. You go, Simon Cowell went out with your girlfriend. You go, yeah, go, losing.
Yeah, good.
That'd be what I'd say to him.
All I can think of now is...
There's a great tower alone on the very...
And you...
For anyone who'd forgotten any... For anyone who was born after Seal was famous...
Don't worry about it.
That's what he used to sound like.
Get his greatest hits. Cracking. People have just tuned in, probably thinking, Seal's lost it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Heard him doing a live performance on Hayes FM the other day.
Yeah.
Nah, he's gone, mate. Voice ain't there.
Good morning, I'm Seal.
And I'm Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum talks like that, yeah.
And we've been married.
We love each other.
Hey, I'm Heidi Klum. I do the modeling and Seal do the singing in the mouth.
Right, we've gone off track with the entertainment news.
Certainly.
Reese Witherspoon has been hit by a car in LA. The Walk the Line star was out jogging when she was struck by the automobile. Says she was taken to hospital to receive treatment for minor injuries. Police revealed the car was going at 20 miles an hour at the time of the accident. Simon Le Bon says he felt helpless when Duran Duran were forced to cancel their UK tour date because of an ongoing problem with his voice. Well, Harry, how does his voice sound?
I think it sounds like this.
And she dances on those hands.
Something like that, anyway.
That just really threw me.
Yeah, don't worry about it, mate.
He's what we talked about in the first hour.
We like him.
He's one of these guys who just got a sort of a...
Him and Hadley.
No, Tony Hadley's very clear.
Yeah. But they thought they were like,
the man with the suit and the face. The man with the suit and the face. Almost anyone, that.
The man with the pen and the voice.
How did it go? With a pill on my tongue.
We're just singing now.
Yeah, no, really.
Looks like a cheap attempt to get a record deal.
Whoa.
With a new Jedward.
Don't say that.
What would we be called?
Ho.
Ho.
Ho or Jerry?
Yeah.
I like Ho.
Yeah, I like Ho. That's better.
Hi. Hi, Talisa. You look beautiful. We're Ho. We're going to sing for you. Okay, take it away, boys. And then I'll come in.
The Grand Tower.
Sort of an 80s medley.
Anyway, Duran Duran with Juice.
And then we go, I love it. I love everything about it.
You boys, I've got the X Factor.
And Gary will go, that, boys, was a great audition. Yeah. I loved it. Thanks, Gary.
Oh, what would Kelly Rowland go? I can't remember any Destiny show.
Oh!
Go, you boys are survivors and you've got to make
you
it.
You've got to make
it.
Oh, wait, to the top, sister.
Okay. Kelly Rowland.
You stop this now. Kelly this is Rowland, dribble.
You met Nelly. Is he nice in that?
Did you kiss Nelly on the mouth?
Did you kiss Nelly? Is that why he got a plaster? Because you gave him a hickey. This has gone mad, hasn't it? Yeah, Duran Duran are due to kick off their two-month tour in July. They'll now go back on the road in the US on September 24th with the UK dates rescheduled for December. Right, Harry.
Yes.
There's a few things to round up.
Okie doke.
I'd like to apologise to Richard Taylor for not getting his question in time.
Sorry, Rich.
Sorry, Rich. But when we get carried away, that's what happens, man.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, okay.
It's in the zone, isn't it?
Yeah, something's wrong with
worried about questions when I'm in the zone, going with the flow, rolling with the punches.
If you saw a funky boulder rolling past, you wouldn't try and put a post-it on it reminding you to get the shopping, would you, Richard? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What a weird metaphor.
You'd roll with that funky boulder as long as you could.
Yeah, damn, Richard. That's what they call us, the funky boulders.
Hop on the boulder.
Harry, if Ho fails, we could be the funky boulders.
Hop on the boulder and take life by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah. I can't believe how odd things have got in the last few minutes. Thank you very much to our guest, Becky Payne, for coming in. She's a lovely young lady.
She was. Thank you, Becky. And if you're listening, which you're not, because you're on the bus.
We wish her all the luck in the world when she performs at the Beck Theatre, Grange Road, Hayes, September 18th. In the regional finals of the Open Mic UK competition. Remember, if she gets through, she'll be able to perform in front of 2,000 people at the O2 Arena.
And you'll have heard her here first.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. She's called Becky Payne. She's a singer-songwriter. She's also going to be in with Emerson and Becky on London Local next Wednesday. She's going to be in at 7 o'clock playing some live stuff with a little rap twist thrown in, she told me. So, yeah, good luck, Becky. Thank you very much for coming in. Thank you to everyone for listening. Quick look at your local news headlines. Stay tuned. Mark's with you from 9. Keep it 91.8. Hayes FM. Have a smashing weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Goodbye, everyone. Much love. Bye-bye.
Harlington.
Sipson.
Hanwell.
91. Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.